We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you very much, Eric. In the Sportsplex, I'm not forgetting at the top of this hour. What do we like to do at the top of the hour?
Try to give away money.
Get in on the winning. We haven't had any winners from our show. We haven't been notified of any winners.
That means one's coming.
Let's change that this hour. Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM signing bonus contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word royalty. And here they go again with the tough words. I'm telling you, the three-letter, one-syllable words are best, Entercom.
Royalty.
Royalty. R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y, royalty. Text it right now to 72881, and you are registered. Text royalty to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour, so about 4 o'clock. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive, but we want to get some winning from this show. So take a second, unless you're driving, take a second and text the word royalty to 72881. 72881.
You know what made me think of royalty? And I need, honestly, I'm not going to be in a curmudgeon. I need to know, why should I care about who the little redheaded boy marries over in overseas?
I have to tell you, I am so beyond explanation on what is going on with this royal wedding, with the TV networks.
The daddy's heavy and had a heart attack, and he's not walking there, but not. Like, I need some, why do I care who the moon-faced girl marries with the big red beard? Why should I be concerned?
I don't know why. Maybe we can have Amelia in later this afternoon. I know she's Australian, but she has an accent, so I figured maybe she can be the royal wedding correspondent.
Because I wake my 93-year-old grandmother, comes to my house. She's at my house now.
Don't tell me she's excited about this.
No, but she watches the news all the time, and she asked me, like, she's like, CC, she calls me CC, put something on other than this. So I go from 10 to 6 to 4, and everybody's talking about this damn Marcus Markle, whatever her name is, and the redheaded boy, and I don't get it. I don't understand why we care about who they marry.
I don't have an answer for you. I understand why it would be a big deal in England.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they've got, you know, the news channels here have special correspondents to cover this. I don't get it either. I don't want to be curmudgeon guy either.
I'm not saying curmudgeon. Like, is he going to drop trade costs? Am I going to get cheaper shoes?
No, they don't even have any power. That's just ceremonial.
So why do I care who Marcus Markle marries?
I have no idea.
I know I asked you to explain it to me.
Well, I mean, just watch it and enjoy. Certain things, just watch and enjoy.
I think it's Meghan Markle, not Marcus Markle.
If it was Marcus, that would be a better story, huh?
I guess.
All right, what do we know about Mike Gesicki?
He's going to be calling in any minute.
Okay, Mike Gesicki, the second-round draft pick for the Dolphins.
Any minute between 3 and 3:10? Minute between 3 and 6?
3 and 6.
Okay, we're locked in.
Channing. He's going to call. Channing did a rookie, it's like a symposium, I guess.
Actually, if people don't know, the symposium, that the name symposium, what everybody's used to, the NFL ended it.
Oh, they don't do the rookie symposium?
They don't do it. They put it on team to team. Okay.
Because the rookie symposium, they used to bring all the rookies to one location. I guess, yeah, that's a recipe for trouble.
300 guys.
New millionaires.
You know what? It was interesting to see. They still had a symposium when I was a rookie, and it was cool to see everybody there where – like, my year was who? Aaron Rodgers and Ronnie Brown. Like, right. That
and
year,
we
Cadillac,
all made it.
And they were all, like, you saw the top 10 guys, but then you see the other 170 guys, you know what I'm saying, or 270 guys that are there. And the big-timers, Maurice Clarett was the one that acted the biggest at the rookie symposium my year, and he acted like he was going to skip the line, and I don't even remember the guy's name. He dog-cussed Maurice Clarett's ass.
You're just
out.
One of the rest of the rookies like us.
Because he didn't even skip the guy. The guy didn't make it. I just know we were all in line, and I saw Maurice Clarett walk up and get in line, and the dude got out of line and went back and tapped him. He said, man, get in the back of the line. He was like, no, bro, we good. He said, you're not good. get your ass in the back of the line. We're all here for the same reason.
I like that.
And Maurice looked at him, and he stood there with a straight face, and Maurice Clarett walked out of line and walked to the back and started talking to somebody else.
I like that.
It's cool to see. You know what? I don't remember anything in the symposium. I was dumb like the rest of these rookies. The interaction between the players was the thing that made me most excited.
Well, Mike Gesicki's on the line here, but you spoke at the Dolphins symposium this weekend, and so you gave, and I'm going
to
ask him about it.
I got to Mike. I saw it in his eyes.
You gave them, what was the theme of your speech again?
Your career, your money, your life. Oh, I know that just touches Mike deep.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with the second round pick for the Miami Dolphins, Mike Gesicki. He's going to be our tight end savior. Before I bring Mike on, the Miami Dolphins Foundation on June 2nd will host the 22nd annual Fins Weekend, which is huge. You can attest to that Fins Weekend.
Yeah.
Proceeds from the event benefiting education with an emphasis on scholarship and mentoring. The Fins Weekend Golf Tournament presented by South Florida Ford gives threesomes the opportunity to golf with a current or former Miami Dolphins player at Crandon Golf at Key Biscayne. The Fins Weekend Fishing Tournament is taking place at Rick Rickenbacker Marina and is followed by a weigh-in presented by Hooters South Florida. Festivities conclude with the Fins Weekend Saturday night party. Guests will gather inside a tent at Miami Marine Stadium and revel in music, local food vendors, and the year's largest gathering of players, coaches, alumni, and cheerleaders. If you want more information, and if you're a Dolphins fan, this is something to be at, it's finsweekend.com. Finsweekend.com. Mike Gesicki, the second round pick for the Dolphins, is here. Hello, Mike.
My speech didn't get him, I guess.
That could not have been scripted any better. And really, that could not have been scripted any better. I see that he's calling in. I mean, that could not have been any funnier. All right, Mike Gesicki is there after the long introduction and then the hang up. Mike Gesicki is there. Hello, Mike. That was perfect. That could.
Sorry about that. I lost service real quick.
No worries. First of all, I have to start with Crowder. Channing Crowder here, my radio partner, gave you guys a speech, the rookies, on Saturday night, Saturday or Saturday afternoon, whatever it was. How did you receive what Crowder said?
It was very energetic. You know, a lot of positivity, but a lot of truth. Honestly, came with him coming to talk to us. He gave us a lot of good pointers, and it was a great overall experience for all the young guys. Just to talk to him, a guy that's kind of been through it all. So we were happy for him to come through, and was able to learn a lot.
And Mike, what's going on right now with you? Like, what have you learned? It's been what, 2 or 3 weeks? Like, what have you seen in the league coming up? You haven't even been in there with the vets yet, really grinding. But what's the difference now that you've transitioned from being a student athlete, a guy that the coaches have to worry about getting at least a C average on his report card, to now catch balls, score touchdowns, get paid? What's the biggest difference?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say that the biggest difference for me. It's just, obviously, you get here and, there's no more class, there's no more, it's just football, football, football. And, you can kind of see that when you look at the playbook. It's a lot more complex. There's a lot more going on. But, the faster that you can learn your role, your assignment, your job, and not only yours, but, what's going on around you, is the faster that, you can have success on the field. I always say that I'm at my best when I can play fast and play confident. So, the only way that I can play confident is through preparation. And, that's kind of what I've been, putting most of my time and efforts into.
Mike Gesicki is with us, new Dolphins tight end. You grew up in Jersey and you stayed in that area for college. You went to Penn State. So now you're going to be living in South Florida. Like, this is a whirlwind. From the moment that phone rings, and Crowder's told us his own stories, but from the moment that phone rings, this becomes, I'm guessing, a whirlwind for you. Have you spent much time in South Florida, if at all, before you got drafted by the Dolphins?
I mean, coming out of high school, I visited the University of Miami. So I spent, maybe a day or two here, and then took a 30 visit down here during the entire draft process. But, I mean, that was about it, man. It's been, the entire, Northeast, whether it was New Jersey or whether it was PA, going to Penn State and all that kind of stuff. But I'm happy to be here, man. This is, an adjustment that I am, more than willing to make just because of the opportunity that I have and, the opportunity that this team has. So I'm really excited moving forward.
Who's the baddest tight ends out there, Mike? Like, who was, when I came in, Ray Lewis, I played with Zach Thomas. Like, there were guys that I used to watch and film and try to get better. Right now, what film are you watching? Who's those tight ends out there right now where if your game could get somewhere close to them, you would be happy?
Yeah, you know, two guys that, you know, I see that, you know, I watched their film a lot and started watching them in college was, you know, Travis Kelce, you know, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a guy that is extremely versatile. They use him in a ton of different variations, whether he's split out or he's in the backfield, whatever it is. And then, you know, a guy that's a little bit closer to home here because of where he went to school is Jimmy Graham. He's, you know, a former basketball guy who, you know, uses his body, uses his size, his athleticism to create mismatches and create matchups. And those are two guys that, because of my skill sets and my, you know, athletic ability and, you know, kind of what I bring to the table with my eyes, those are kind of guys that I watch because, you know, I see, you know, some similar traits.
And, Mike, I messaged you during the rookie speech about it. I was telling y'all about narratives. And narrative of you is that you can't block. They say, oh, right, he's a receiving tight end, receiving tight end. Does that, do you take that as a challenge? Like, is that your number one goal this summer is to get stronger and become a better blocker? Because, like I told you, bro, that's the narrative right now on you. How are you going to change that narrative?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that is the narrative. That's what everybody wants to talk about. And I wouldn't even say it's about getting stronger. You know, I feel – like, you know, I have the abilities and the qualities. It's just going to continue to get more reps at it. And you guys know anything about, you know, our tight end coach, Shane Day here. He's huge into technique. He's huge into, you know, doing all the little things right. So just taking coaching. You know, I'm not going to, you know, think that I know it all or think that, you know, I got the answers to everything. You know, I've been here for a week now, and I already feel like I've gotten, you know, so many steps that, you know, ahead of the game already. So just continue to be able to take coaching, continue to get better. And then just kind of watch how the older guys around me are doing it. You know, there's some successful guys in the room that, you know, have been around the league. They've seen different offenses. They've seen, you know, different levels of success. And just watching, you know, those guys and then, you know, implementing that into my game.
Mike Gesicki is with a second-round draft pick for the Dolphins.
Because, Mike, I couldn't cover tight ends. You got to hold them. Just grab a hold of them, Mike. They can't get away from you.
I believe that's an infraction.
Well, you can't let the ref see it, but you got to hold them, man.
But, Mike, do you feel like shouting, when you keep hearing this and seeing it written and whatever, oh, he can't block, he can't block, do you feel like shouting, how about you all shut the bleep up and watch me play before you tell me what I can't do?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, a lot of people that are, you know, talking about, you know, what I can and cannot do, they've never even seen me play, man. They're just going off what people want to say outside, you know, the perspective that, you know, that they have on me. But, you know, ultimately, those are the people that I'm trying to impress. So, you know, thankfully, you know, I'm playing for the Miami Dolphins, and, you know, I have to impress, you know, Coach Gase, Coach Day, you know, and everybody on the Miami Dolphins staff, and that's it. So if people want to talk negative, if people want to tell me what I can and cannot do, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Do whatever you would like. But at the end of the day, my main goal is to just be able to produce on Sundays.
Has Adam Gase, Coach Gase, told you yet, you know, exactly what he's expecting of you this season?
I mean, on my 30 visit here, you know, we watched, you know, just talked about, you know, how he was able to, you know, use Julius Thomas in, you know, Denver and, you know, the success that he was able to have there and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, he's not going to, you know, tell me, you know, all right, we got to, you know, they want me to learn everything. They want me to be versatile. They want me to be able to do everything that's asked me in the playbook, whether it's run the route, whether it's run blocking, whether it's pass protection, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, I'm kind of starting from scratch right now and, you know, building my way up. And I think that ultimately I will, you know, dictate my role in the offense, whether that's a lot or whether that's a little or whether that's nothing or whether that's everything, you know. It depends on how prepared I am. It depends on, you know, how much I want it.
Hey, Mike, I just got to ask you, man, end of the interview. You ran a 4.5 40. You bench pressed 225 22 times, 41.5-inch vertical. That's up there with Calvin Johnson. 129 broad jump. Like, man, you got black dude numbers. I don't know if I have a question, Hawk, but, like, well, you're a white dude with black dude numbers.
Let's all just sit and ponder that for a moment.
Okay, yeah, let's sit back.
Let's just sit and ponder that. We'll let it sit there, Mike. We'll just let that sit there for a moment.
Yeah.
They're better than my numbers, man.
I mean, that's just kind of who I've always been, you know, when it comes to athleticism, whether it was all the sports I was playing. I played football, basketball, volleyball growing up. So, you know, I never really limited myself to one thing. So I think that kind of shows, you know, my versatility. I definitely would say I'm, you know, pretty athletic, but, you know, just need to continue to develop on the field to be able to use those strengths to my advantage. Absolutely.
Mike Gesicki.
He's heard that before. He had the answer ready.
Second round draft pick for the Miami Dolphins. I just, you know, we get new players in. We like to get to know them a little bit. I want the listeners to get to know you a little bit. So quickly here, do you put sprinkles on ice cream?
No, actually not. I mean, I had before, but it's definitely not a go-to for me.
Right, but it's, I mean, adults shouldn't, right? I mean, that should be cut off at what, 12?
I don't know, man. I'm not the one to make the decisions around here. You know, if you like them, put them on, you know. It's all up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with that. It's up to me, and I say
he's
don't.
He's a big fella now.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay. I understand. You just
as long as you know.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I have not.
Wow, okay. He's a young kid. I mean, obviously he hasn't. Can meatloaf, these are things we talk about on the show. Can meatloaf be considered an upscale, nice entree?
I don't know, man. I've only had meatloaf once in my life.
Really?
Yeah, Mike, you done lived a good life, bro.
Wow, you've only had meatloaf once in your life.
Yeah.
I guess I have a lot to experience, a lot less to do.
Yeah. All right. What year was the Depression?
Like 1930.
He wasn't even thought
no,
of.
No, I understand that, okay. but meatloaf.
No.
Meatloaf is a staple. It's a comfort
Mm-mm.
food.
No? Nope.
Do you play Fortnite?
So I do. I'm not great at it. I like hide there the whole time, and I play with my roommate back at school, and I would just throw him the controller when it got down to like the crucial moments, because I'm not a big video gamer when it came to that. But
like being on a fishing vessel, and the moment you hook the fish, you hand the pole to someone else.
Exactly.
You don't want the victory royale on your own.
I would love to. I'm just not capable of it right now. I need to continue to work at it. You know, but believe me, when you know the big moments come on the field, I don't back away from that. I'm excited for that kind of stuff.
Thank you, Mike. Don't worry about no damn fork knife. Get on the field and play ball.
Fork knife.
No doubt.
That's what I was talking
don't
about.
Don't worry about fork knife.
Can you name all four Beatles?
Oh God, no. I don't even. No.
I can't name the four Beatles. This is shocking.
I don't even want to try to embarrass myself right now on the radio.
All right, give us one factoid. Give us something that all Dolphins fans, I always try my hardest. Like I was on Wheel of Fortune once. Channing had two rows of teeth instead of one row of teeth. Like, give us a factoid about Mike Gesicki that everyone will find interesting.
I mean, honestly, I would have to go back to my high school days back when I played volleyball. You know, I tell everybody I played volleyball, and people look at me like I got like three heads, like volleyball. Like, is that a sport in New Jersey? What do you guys do? When do you play that? But you know, honestly, playing that sport has helped me tremendously, becoming an athlete and becoming the player that I am. You see all those jump balls in the end zone, and the big catches over top of people, all that kind of stuff, and it comes from that.
Oh, my God, I just realized the new Dolphins tight end, the new savior, is Falero, our producer. Plays volleyball, he plays Fortnite. Like,
millennials,
everything I make fun of Falero for, this is our new savior. All right, Mike Gesicki, second-round draft pick for the Dolphins, and we're excited, man. We are looking forward to rooting for a tight end, so good luck, man.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you making time for us. Mike Gesicki there. One reminder again, Miami Dolphins Foundation on June 2nd will host the 22nd annual Fins Weekend with proceeds from the event benefiting education with an emphasis on scholarship and mentoring. The Fins Weekend Golf Tournament presented by South Florida Ford gives threesomes the opportunity to golf with a current or former Miami Dolphins player at Crandon Golf at Key Biscayne. The Fins Weekend Fishing Tournament is taking place at Rickenbacker Marina and is followed by a weigh-in presented by Hooters South Florida. Festivities conclude with the Fins Weekend Saturday night party. Guests will gather inside a tent at the Miami Marine Stadium to revel in music, local food vendors, and the year's largest gathering of players, coaches, alumni, and cheerleaders. And if you want more information, go to finsweekend.com. Seemed like he had a good head on his shoulder. Seemed like he enjoyed your speech at the rookie symposium.
I don't know if he listened too well. He didn't really lock into any specific thing.
Seemed like he enjoyed it. Mike Gesicki there, second round draft pick for the Miami Dolphins. Enjoyed talking to him.
I got to take Mike down to South Florida Buick GMC dealers.
Good idea.
I got to show him the Enclave, man. My wife, she saw one. We were already talking about getting a family SUV. My wife saw the Enclave. She pointed out on the highway about 2 weeks ago. We went down to one of the beautiful South Florida Buick GMC dealers, and we got to drive the Enclave. The technologies match the features. The features match the beauty. It's amazing. The 4G Wi-Fi. My kids love it because they get to play their games on the way to school. My wife loves it. She gets to do her work. She gets to go on her computer and all that with the 4G Wi-Fi. My Apple CarPlay, it syncs to my phone. I get my playlist. I get my contact list. The rear power lift gate, the touchscreen, start and stop, the fuel economy. When you stop at a light, the engine shuts off. Air conditioning stays on. Music stays on. The engine shuts off just to save you gas. They call it tomorrow's SUV for today's family. I've been married now, just celebrated my 7th wedding anniversary. 6-year-old son, 5-year-old daughter. I'm today's family, and I'm telling you, we're getting tomorrow's SUV. Safety, 5-star safety features, OnStar system, the backup camera, the camera mirror, surround vision, front collision alert. There's everything you need. Fun, safe. It's the car for you. It's going to make your family happy. Go check out the Enclave. Check it out. It is beautiful. The technology's all there. The fuel economy, the safety, it's perfect for your family. It's going to save you money. It has everything you need, all the technology, all the buttons and whistles, guys. Go down to your Buick GMC dealer in South Florida right now. Check out the Enclave, the Regals, LaCrosse, Encore, and Vision. Go check them out. But I want you to drive the Enclave. You will fall in love with it like me and my wife did. Get to a South Florida Buick GMC dealer right now and check out that Buick Enclave.
Radio.com. People like Mike Gesicki via the text line.
But it was good.
No, he's good, man. Got a personality to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he balls out, he'll be fun to cover.
How long has it been since we've had a good tight end?
Randy McMichael.
That's the last.
07.
I mean, that's a decade without a good tight end?
Charles Clay.
Charles Clay.
We caught him at his, like, if we had re-signed Charles Clay, I think he would have surpassed Randy McMichael.
Did he ever make a Pro Bowl, though?
I don't know. Maybe with the Bills or alternate or something.
I'm not certain that he did.
I would bet no. But he would be the only. It's funny when we start digging to Charles Clay.
Right. Because, I mean, he was good compared to what we've had.
Yeah,
but
if you don't like Randy McMichael, you got to go back to what, Keith Jackson? Let's just stick with McMichael.
He didn't make a Pro Bowl, Charles Clay.
Charles Clay. Where is he now? Chicago?
Buffalo still?
Says here Buffalo.
Yeah.
The long, a big contract, right?
Oh, yeah. He got paid. I want to say 40, 50 million.
Well, the Dolphins.
38 million.
38 million.
5 years, 38 Woo! Million.
Yeah. Gesicki could be, Gesicki 10 years ago would not have been a second round pick.
Well, I agree with you. The position itself has changed.
10 years ago, running backs were put on this crazy pedestal, and tight end was there to block and catch, 20 balls a year. It has swung, and Mike even talked about it with, who are you talking about, Jimmy Graham and guys like that. Travis Kelce. Those guys are where the tight end position is going. That's what I want. That's why I'm not upset about the concept that Durham Smythe is your blocking tight end, and Mike Gesicki is your receiving tight end.
You're not upset by using 2 picks on tight ends in the first 4 rounds.
When Travis Kelce lines up for Kansas City, everybody in the NFL knows he's not blocking. The same with Jimmy Graham. The same with Antonio Gates at his prime. The same with Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez is a big old dude. Tony Gonzalez was not a road grader. I played Tony 10 times. You know why they're there. I like the fact that I know why Mike Gesicki's a Miami Dolphin, and you're not gonna trick me. If I see Mike lined up next to Laremy Tunsil on the left side.
Well, you said he's a slot receiver. If you expected Jarvis Landry to block, then you didn't understand what he was doing out there.
I'll tell you this. They line up. You have Laremy Tunsil next to Mike Gesicki, and Mike Gesicki's hands in the dirt. I would guarantee you I'd bet money that they're not running to the left. Because why would you run behind Mike Gesicki?
And by the way, so you would believe that the narrative that everybody's stuck on, it doesn't mean anything, and it's a silly narrative to give to someone who's not brought here to be a blocker.
The same narrative he has is the same exact narrative that Jimmy Graham has, except Jimmy Graham proved that he could be a receiver in the NFL.
Right.
Because everybody respects Mike Gesicki's receiving
skills. To be
quite honest,
all anyone cares about out of their tight end, to be quite honest, is catching balls and being open in the end zone for a touchdown. Nobody cares when a tight end can block.
2018, you hit it on the head. This is where it is. You're a third down middle of the field threat, and you're a red zone threat. You have that in Mike Gesicki. Why do you want to make Mike Gesicki a 2005 tight end when you're in 2018? To your point,
I want him to be Jimmy Graham. I don't want him to be a road grader.
Please text in. Text at Lero. Do your research, Hawk. Who's the best blocking tight end in the NFL?
Don't know. Don't care.
Nobody does. Why would you? because that's where the league's going. That's where the league's going to be, and that's where you need to be proactive other than reactive. Why would we go? Why are we waiting to get one of these athletic tight ends for years and years and years after the Green Bay Packers did it, the Patriots did it with Gronk? All these great teams are doing the athletic tight end. Gronk, Gronk's big ass can't block that well.
And
if you really want to be honest,
twice a year for as long as you can remember,
100 yards a game, 8 catches, 2 touchdowns. When's the last block you've seen Gronk miss? You know why you don't know? Because you didn't care about the last block Gronk missed, because he's catching 12 touchdowns a year. That's what Mike Gesicki's here for. Why are you going to be naive or trick yourself to think he's going to be some big guy on the goal line? If Mike's on the goal line, yell pass.
Because they're throwing to him.
Scream pass if you see Gesicki down on the goal line. The defense will as well. Why are you upset that now the Dolphins have a tight end like all the other good teams have? A receiving tight end. You know what he's there for. Go do your job.
Don't get caught up in that narrative.
It's silly.
It doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing.
You don't need – if you have a tight end that can catch and block, he's just an average tight end.
When we would go play – and I've told this a number of times. I try to break it down simply. When you play a team – it's simple to say the running strength is to the tight end. You have a center, you have two guards, you have two tackles. That's even. A center, guard, tackle, that's a five-man front. Now, if you put a tight end on the left, it's obvious that's a three-man surface. From the center, guard, tackle, tight end. There's more space to run over there. There's an extra blocker. It's a three-man surface versus a two-man surface. When I was playing, if a Ben Watson lined up next to a tackle, that's your strength. That's your power. That's where it's coming. If Anthony Fasano lined up next to your tackle, that's where it's going. A Delanie Walker can block. That's where it's going. When we went and played the Kansas City Chiefs and Tony Gonzalez, who, when I got in the league 05, go look at Tony's numbers, this was Tony at his prime. If Tony lined up at tight end, we would count him as a receiver.
Right.
We would put Sam – I remember a number of times we put Sam Madison on Tony Gonzalez.
And that's not a knock on Tony Gonzalez. You don't look at him and go, well, he can't block.
No, you say, oh, they're putting him over here to trick us. Hey, Sam, cover the tight end. I don't cover tight – oh, never mind. I do cover Tony Gonzalez's. Put your mind there with Mike Gesicki. Is – and honestly, am I saying Mike Gesicki is going to be Tony Gonzalez? I don't want to jump that far. But please change your mind frame that he's not Kellen Winslow Sr. Nobody is that guy anymore.
Hey, it's the Hassan Whiteside argument, too. You get caught up in something that was successful years before or was the norm years before, and the game passes you by. It has changed. You want the tight end that can be the receiving threat. That's what you want.
Yes.
And that's hopefully what you're getting with Mike Gesicki.
Put a tight end out there. We're going to match him with a linebacker. Your tight end can't be covered by a linebacker. That's called a mismatch. NFL's about mismatches. Mike Gesicki, the man we just got on the phone with.
He's a big dude.
We just drafted a guaranteed mismatch when we're on offense. That's why I'm so excited about this draft.
Because we've lacked it for years, at least a decade.
McMichael.
At least a decade.
And I could cover Randy every now and again. I thought I could.
Time to talk about Duffy's cover Randy Crowder. Randy's that Crowder, Channing Crowder, could cover. What Randy's could Channing Crowder cover?
I locked down Randy Jackson.
Text it in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22. Which Randy's could Crowder cover? Let me talk about Duffy's here for a second. If you listen to the show, you know Duffy's one of my favorite places for a great meal with the family or a perfect spot to hang out with friends and watch a game. You can watch a basketball game tonight or the hockey game tonight. I always try to keep you up to date, too, on all the great things going on at Duffy's. You can enjoy some amazing new menu items, up your game, and lower your calories with Duffy's new healthy options. Tequila lime shrimp tacos, burrata salad, ahi tuna stack, orange ginger mahi. Duffy's does it right. What is tonight? Wednesday? Is it Wednesday? Wednesday's Kids Eat Free. All Duffy's locations, Kids Eat Free tonight. Tomorrow night is the barbecue rib fix. Half slab of ribs, less than $10, served with a side. And of course, 2-for-1 drinks all day every day. And now Duffy's has Duffy's After Dark from 9 p.m. until close, Sunday through Thursday. Enjoy a selection of their fan favorite appetizers for just $5. Award-winning jumbo wings, firecracker shrimp, Tex-Mex egg rolls, fried mushrooms, loaded potato skins, mozzarella sticks, only $5 from 9 p.m. till close, Sunday through Thursday, every Duffy's location except North Miami Beach. This, by the way, is the perfect time to stop at Duffy's. It's gift card bonus time. Perfect for dads and grads. Right now, buy $50 and any combination of gift cards. Get $10 on a bonus card for yourself, which will be valid June 18th to August 31st. Get your Father's Day and graduation gifts handled right now at Duffy's. Want to find the Duffy's nearest you? Check out their website, duffysmvp.com. Duffy's Sports Grill. Our game is always on.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Give him hell.
I love this song. Short People. You ever heard this song?
I have. A lot of movies.
Short people got no reason. It's anti-short. I shouldn't embrace it, but I like the song.
I don't like
no
it.
No reason to live. You're against the song?
I just don't like, just the nastiness, no reason to live.
Right.
You know,
it's a little overboard.
Sounds suicidal to me.
I saw a lot of texts come in. We said, what Randy could Crowder cover today? We learned on Monday that he bit the dust at a children's camp, ended up on his shoulder and his neck. You thought LeBron got dinged yesterday.
Man, these 17-year-olds got quick. We didn't have that speed at 17.
But I don't know what we were talking about in the last segment. We were talking about, could Crowder cover, say, Randy McMichael? And the answer is no, not today and
what?
Not ever. And
so
we said, which Randys could Crowder cover? And we asked you to text it in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 56022. Randy Newman there, the singer of Short People, got a bunch of votes. Randy Travis, the country singer.
Lockdown.
Randy Jackson from the Jackson 5, right? Randy Jackson was heavy even back then, wasn't he?
Randy Jackson ain't got nothing. Look at it.
You think Randy Johnson, the pitcher, the big unit, you could cover him?
Oh, I locked down big unit right now.
Randy Quaid, the actor?
Only Randy I'm worried about. About his Moss.
Randy Moss, yeah, you couldn't cover him then, now, ever. No one could.
Yeah, I ain't gonna play about that one. But I just said Randy Savage, he's 117.
Randy Savage, though, I don't know if you could cover him nowadays.
He wasn't quick then.
What do we have there? We have Randy Watson. This, of course, probably the most famous Randy of all time.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own Mr. Randy Watson. Yes, Randy Watson.
Boy, it's good.
Good and terrible.
Good and terrible.
And Reverend Brown. We here for the Reverend. This man's been my Reverend.
Man, I locked down Randy Jackson.
Randy Watson.
I locked down him, too.
You'd slide right off him. Didn't he have the Jerry curl?
It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful.
It wasn't Jerry Carroll. What was his name?
Soul Glow. Soul Glow.
Let your soul glow.
Sexual Chocolate, everybody. Sexual Chocolate.
Sexual Chocolate. They play so fine, don't you agree?
I believe the children are our future.
Thank you.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all.
Damn it.
Valero, did you ever see the movie Coming to America?
I think I've seen it once. It was okay.
We learned yesterday that he's never seen the original Karate Kid. Now, I thought that was shocking. Like, Karate Kid seems iconic.
That's built for you. Undersized kid, not talented, wanting to make something of
getting
yourself.
Getting picked on at high school.
Come on,
none of those
Lero.
Things.
Finally,
those things.
A girl shows you a little attention.
Yeah, Daniel's son.
You dress as a shower for the masquerade party so no one can see it's you.
Literally none of those things relate
Find
to
your identity hanging out with old men.
I mean, how am I supposed to answer this?
I really can't believe you've never seen it. So you didn't like Coming to America? You only saw it once.
It was a little bit funny. I like the McDonald's part.
Didn't like the actors, huh?
Yeah, I thought Eddie Murphy was a little weak.
Just the whole staff, whole crew, whole cast kind of.
I like the Rocky
to you, huh?
Marciano bit.
Makes sense.
Mama name him Clay. I'ma call him Clay.
You know what? The best story in that entire movie was Martin Luther King punching a man in the chest in the middle of the grocery store. He looked up and said, "Dr. King." He said, "Oops, I thought you were somebody else." Nobody tells that story. That's my favorite part of the movie.
The fly in the soup joke is one of my all-time favorite jokes. It's such a great...
I just taste the soup.
Aha!
Just taste the soup.
Karate Kid, can you see that? I was talking with our program director today about maybe doing a series of movies where it's just what I consider to be classics, like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which I asked Mike Kosicki. Although someone tweeted at me asking a millennial if they've seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High is akin to asking them if they've seen a Charlie Chaplin movie.
I'm saying, Hawk, that misses
is
me.
It, like, it's that old?
Fast Times misses me, and I think I got Mike Kosicki by, what, 15 years?
Like, he's maybe never even heard of it. Like, he was being polite by saying, I've never seen it. He'd probably want to say, I've never heard of it.
I had to Google it when you told me about it.
When was Fast Times? Is that like 85, I guess? What year were you born?
83.
Wow.
I was still on the bottle when Fast Time came out.
What year were you born, Falero?
92. Oh.
92.
Fast Times came out in 82.
82. Wow.
So Randy and Pauline were just trying to figure me out when Fast Time came out.
So I,
Actually, they weren't trying to figure me out because I was an IUD baby.
They were trying to figure out what the hell happened.
They were trying not to figure me out.
Yeah. Fast Times, Karate Kid.
So wait, which one should I watch first?
Karate Kid.
Like,
Fast Times is garbage.
The priorities.
Well, I still think that you should watch Carlito's Way. Or The Godfather.
I have that one on my list, too.
Godfather.
I haven't gotten around to this list.
Drives me insane.
Apollo 13, you want me to watch?
Do you even know the story of Apollo 13?
I know the spacecraft looks like the studio. That's about it.
Yes. No, I mean, you don't, honestly, like, you don't know the story of Apollo 13?
No.
Okay. I mean, not that you should.
You know, it's true.
True story?
No, that's why Apollo 13. But if you don't know the story,
the
movie will
be
that much better.
You didn't know? You thought that was just a movie?
Well, again, I didn't know what the movie was about.
But he doesn't know the Apollo space program. You have no idea what the Apollo space program is, do you?
I learned that watching Channel 2 when I was 7 years old.
I'm telling you, you don't understand how different things are just from when you grew up. They don't know basic things. They just don't.
Wow. That's a problem. Honestly,
I didn't watch life.
Have you ever been interested in NASA and the space race? And
you know, Titanic was real.
That I knew.
Do you know what Sputnik is? If I say Sputnik, does that
like a Russian thing? Because of Call of Duty. That's how I know it.
Oh, that's funny.
Call of Duty.
It's really
weird, funny. Man. That's amazing. Yeah, no, Apollo 13 will be that much better if you don't know what happens, but you do know it's true, and it is.
Okay, I'll watch that one. You're old, Crowder.
I'm starting to feel older hanging around you, or
smart. Oh, my God.
Either old or smart. I'm going to go either way.
Well, the millennials have been dumbed down. I don't think you can argue. I honestly know there's our fault.
Or is it our parents' fault?
Yeah, yeah. Go get that knowledge.
Blame it on your parents. The washing machine and dryer in there all night.
What does that mean?
Put that on a shirt. The washing machine and dryer are in there all night. Put that in washing machines and dryers love analogies.
Women love analogies.
If I told you you're paying more money in interest than you need to be on your credit cards, you'd fix it. It's your money. It's your money. I'm going to tell you right now a very easy way to do it, a very easy way to consolidate all your credit card debt and those multiple monthly bills. Refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit and a great interest rate. If you have good credit, they reward you with a great interest rate. Credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with AutoPay and no fees. The application is 100% online. It is simple and painless. The money gets deposited directly into your account. That way you're in control and you can even get your funds as soon as today. I know there's a lot of people listening right now. You're driving around, you're listening at your desk, wherever you are. People with very good credit that still carry around credit card debt. And there is no shame in that because we all buy things that we know sometimes might take a little time to pay off. But why pay multiple credit card bills every month, all with high interest rates? It sounds silly once I lay it out that way. Turn it into one payment every month with a lower interest rate. Here's how you do it. Apply today. You get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for my listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Hockman. Lightstream.com/Hockman. LIGHTSTREAM. Lightstream.com/Hockman. HOCHMAN. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% AutoPay discount, available only when you select AutoPay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.